running back, bring one in? What's the status of that?
For the immediate future for this week, we are not. Still wait and see where Duke was obviously out today. We'll wait, kind of see where we are with it.
Do you have any idea how serious Duke's concussion is?
No.
How about is Drone any closer to being a linebacker than handling the ball?
He is. He handled it some today. As the further he gets along, the more they can kind of remove from the. From the K, he'll get to the point where it just has a protective covering on it and not a cast. So there is a chance even Thursday night that he'll handle the ball some.
So was he wearing something different?
Yeah, it was a little bit less than what it was. Yeah.
Like how far along is Mingo?
Ming was out there today, and because today was jog through pace, he was able to go through a lot. So that was encouraging to see that he truly is on pace to be back for potentially for week one.
Yeah, another question on Drone. Before he got hurt, I mean, he was out there a lot. Coaches seem to like him. Will Montgomery said he's a mentor-type presence in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Is his health determining maybe more than Duke Johnson's what you do as far as running back?
I mean, we already have a lot of information on Sean. So it's... whether he plays Thursday or to what extent he can play, I don't think that will be a determining factor when we do the final evaluation of the roster. It's like I said, we've had him here for the end of last year. We had him through the season. We know who he is. And when things settle down from Thursday night, we have enough information to make an evaluation. That's what I'm trying to say. Did some good things. I mean, that's just that's more of a confidence test than anything out there to be able to go out there and know that it's, you know, full speed and push off of it and change direction and take on double team. So I think it, just like anybody else, Alex, anybody coming off leg injuries, Armani, there's going to a lot more of it is the mental than it is the physical. So it was good to get him out there. As limited as it was good to get him out there playing. I don't, because that was a pretty serious knee injury, and those things take time. So I just don't have a good answer for that.
How about Fred Jackson? Is that somebody that you guys might be interested in?
I don't want to get into being hypothetical, but let's talk about people that are here. I mean, we throw names out. I didn't give a name out the other day, and now I'm not ruling people out. So we're aware of who's available. I'll leave it at that. Yeah, I can't speak on Tampa. I mean, I watched some of the film to evaluate him, but that's a priority of ours to protect the quarterback. We feel we've built the offensive line to be that way, that we've invested in tight end. And when those guys do have to protect it, that's one of the individual techniques that we practice often. It's a priority for the backs. You need to keep your quarterback upright. You need to keep the pocket clean so he can step up in it and be able to scan the field and make throws. So that's, for us, that's football 101. We want to invest in protection.
I think you mentioned the other day, if I remember, that the offensive line playing, not that you were alarmed or anything, you don't think they'll be all right. Did you say their play wasn't quite up to what you hoped it would be?
Well, I think sometimes when you look at the picture of, you know, is your quarterback getting hit, and there are times during the game you get a chance to look at a replay. You know, some of the guys were, and that's a big thing for offensive linemen. They can be good early, but they got to make sure that they stay solid late. But then part of that also is a function of Josh that, hey, let's get the ball out. And then we're not worried about getting beat late in pass protection. When you start to run around, you could have your block executed, and then your guy ends up getting a hit. So, we feel very confident in our offensive line and their ability to protect. And I know that group, if that's the last group I'm worried about being ready for the opener.
Mike, did you see enough of Wayne Bolt before he was hurt to be confident he'll be as good as he was when he was successful in Kansas City?
Yeah, he just needs to play in our system. I mean, there's plenty of tape, years and years of tape to go back and look at. And that's why he's here. So, but he just needs to play in our system. It's been unfortunate that he's been hurt. But you know, Dwayne's a professional, and we're confident that he'll be able to perform at a high level when he's out there.
Well, thank you. Gilbert and K-1 back there, are they limited or is just?
Yeah, they both went today. The only guys, DeSeer wasn't out there, Orchard wasn't out there, Gaines was not out there. But we did get Nelly back, Nelson, Mingo, Kitch was back. Gilbert went today just because of the tempo of practice.
Might you have an
update on Orchard? I don't. It was not portrayed as anything serious. So we're confident there's a little bit of time and treatment. Rehab will take care of it. I don't see as anything that at this point will cause him to miss games.
In terms of accounting, like I say, focusing on Tampa last year, you did take a ton of hits. In your scouting report, was there concern as you evaluated him either months ago or going into the training camp that he might be skittish or gun shy from getting hit that much?
I don't see that. I mean, to me, I think it's the opposite. That he's willing to stand in. He's willing to take some hits in order to make some throws. I don't see him as skittish at all.
I'm not saying is that what he looks like now. He obviously got up in that one first one. But was there a concern that you had at least talked to him about it and think about it, whether all those nuclear shots last year left the mark?
No. No, I don't know when he'll throw again, but he's doing his rehab exercises. He's on the training room protocol with it, so there's really not any real update with Johnny.
Mike, how do you know that Jamie Meter in this system suits him so well? He's had three really strong games.
Yeah, Jamie's a guy that's he's just played very well for us. He's not a flashy guy, but he's very good with his technique, very good with his hands. Very pleased with where Jamie is. We're just going to see how it all plays out. As we all know, that's a room where we have tremendous depth. But Jamie's a guy that I think O'Neill said it the other day. If you had to vote for a most improved, he'd certainly be in the discussion.
Mike, how did Devin Bryant fit in your system last year, and where do you see him possibly being able to improve?
Well, I see him. I think he's more, if you had to say, what is he better at, rushing the passer or defending the run, I'd say rushing the passer. But we need to get him in those situations, and I think our depth, our additional depth will help that we can put him in situations where it's more likely to be passed than it is run. And then also, but he's proven to us that he's more than capable of playing every down. So we're very pleased with where Dez is. Fought through some things injury-wise a year ago with his wrist, and he I thought played well for us. I mean, he was one of the pleasant surprises of the season, how he pushed through, and then even this offseason he's had a good offseason, and he's gotten results on the field.
Is there a leader among the two kickers? They seem to both have not missed.
It is. It's close. I mean, we're going to discuss that. Because we still have some moves to make to get to 75, so we're going to get together here tonight and make the decision as to whether or not we can still carry two or whether we're going to have to make a decision here quickly.
Mike, you said yesterday that you're going to meet and work out your plan for Thursday night with your starters. What did you come up with?
I'm not going to go through the list now because we haven't gotten with the players yet, but we're going to rest a good, similar to last year, we're going to rest a good number of our guys.
Does it look like Devlin will know enough to play?
Yes. He could have played against Tampa. There was a 10-12 play rack that we had for him that he was in an emergency. He could have gone in and played. So we're confident that he'll know what to do on Thursday, and he should get a decent number of reps. But it's between he and Thad.
I've been told that, I don't know if this is exaggeration or little, but does he have a photographic memory?
I have not heard that, but he's a Philly kid. That wouldn't surprise me.
Did you see anything from Shane Wynn
it makes you think that he'll catch on somewhere and maybe become an NFL receiver.
Yeah, he made plays. I mean, it was that. It's, I think he, Shane got caught up in the numbers a little bit, but we loved having Shane here. Loved his attitude. He was productive for us. Went out, worked hard every day, and made plays. So. And I tell those guys, just because it's sometimes that, you know, the door closes one place, hopefully it can open others. And to me, it certainly would be open here for if we ever needed, you know, it, for him to be back here, that he did enough good things and left a favorable enough impression that, you know, I think he's got an NFL skill set, but it was just ended up being a numbers thing.
Mike, would you be confident enough to go with a rookie kicker not a rookie, I guess, but one who has never kicked in a regular season NFL game when, you know, your games might be come down in those.
Yeah, to me, that's, you know, I'm going to rely on Tabes and his opinion with it, but, I mean, kickers got to – rookie kickers play. I mean, it's no different. That's, they got to put the ball between the uprights, so I've seen rookie kickers come in this league and be very successful. So I'm not concerned about that. I think that the competition has really been great for both of them as far as working under pressure, knowing, hey, I got a guy right next to me that's ready to take the job, that if I miss this kick, then that could be the end of it for me. So I think those guys have been dealing with NFL-type pressure now since the day we had them. The day we moved on from Hartley, and they knew it was essentially a two-horse race, and then also knowing we were very open with them that, hey, it could be somebody from there's not going to be any winners by default. We could, you know, our kicker could be outside of the building. So I think those guys have both kicked well and have done a good job handling the pressure.
We good?
I have one left. The prior question of the day.
Just as long as you don't say I have to ask this, I'm okay.
Is that hamstring kind of issue settled down, or
are
you still
up? We'll know a little bit more tomorrow, because tomorrow is will be full speed tempo in pads. So today was just a jog through. He looked good out there today, but I think tomorrow we'll truly tell. When he does go against Chicago, he will be limited as far as the number of plays he's going to play. We're not just going to put him out there and say, hey, play the whole game. But we'll have a clear plan for him on Thursday, and we're hopeful that he can go.